V'ze b'chinas asoro mizmoirei tehillim shegila rabbeinu zal. This ties in to the 10 chapters of Tehillim, which Rabbeinu Zal revealed as the Tikkun Hakloli, V'tzivo lo'omro mal kivroi. And Rabbeinu Zal instructed us to recite these chapters of Tehillim, especially at his kever, at his gravesite. Kimuva b'mokom achar, as is discussed in other places in Likutei Moran. Ki asorim is moirei tehillim heim bechinas asorim min enegina shem nemar abem sefer tehillim, because 10 chapters of Tehillim represent, especially these 10, represent the 10 types of song from which the book of Tehillim is composed. Sheheim, which are Ashrei Maskil Nitzuach. The Gemara discusses this in Psochim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, I believe it is, and also the Zohar HaKadosh discusses this, and the first Rashi in Sefer Tehillim discusses this. Vasorim min enegino heim hasimcha. These 10 types of song that the Sefer Tehillim is composed of, they represent simcha. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, alei osor va'alei novel, alei higoyin bechinor, that there is this osur, these 10 types of song, which are kisimachtani. They are the true expression of simcha. Unegino, verino, v'simcha, heim bechina sholoim. And all three of these, negino, rino, simcha, are all bechinas sholoim. All are an inyan of peace. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, shir ashirim, asher lishloimoi. That shir is an inyan of shalom, lishloimoi, lamel shashom shalom. Ukamay shekosov, and as the pasuk says, ki besimcha seitzeyu, uveshalom tuvolun, hehorim vahagvois, yiftzuchu lefneichem rina. You will exit, you will go out of golus and tsoros and all your problems, how? With simcha. And with shalom, you will rejoice. The mountains and valleys will dance in front of you a song, rina. So we see that all three of these, Simcha, Rina, and Sholoim, are all one together. And again, this is the concept of these Asura Mina Negina, the Tehillim that we recite at the Kever of a Tzaddik. We mentioned earlier that the Kever of a Tzaddik is one of the most important, is one of the most awesome places of peace. People talk about going into a cemetery, it's very peaceful there. That term peace. And we mentioned the pasuk, Yovoi Shalom Yonuach al Mishkovoi, that the psukim that speak about a person passing away speak about Shalom. That's this place of the highest level of Shalom. Because we said again, when people come to a cemetery, when they come to the kever of a tzaddik to be mispalel there, and they bring down the neshama of the tzaddik, they reconnect him. This tzaddik who right now is on a much higher level than when he was living physically in this world. The Gemara says, "Gedolim tzaddikim emisasam." He's much higher. He's much further away from Gashmius after he passed away than he was from Ruchnius. And if we're able to bring him back down into the Gashmius and reconnect him, this is a nuclear shalom. We just made an unbelievable shalom. We took two of the most dramatic opposites and you reunited them. And that shalom generates this rina, and plus with the negina, the tehillim that we say there, and the broken heart, the merirus, that brings all of Klal Yisrael back to Hashem. Because we said that in Rabbeinu Zal began that chapter on Likutei Moran, that in order to bring the world to Hashem, you need shalom. And we said part of what's needed for shalom comes with merirus, and shalom also comes through shira and rina and simcha, those things. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds again, Avol machmas shederech hashalom lehislabesh bemerirus. But again, because Rabbeinu Zal taught us that it's the nature of shalom to come cloaked in bitterness. We gave an example, Rabbeinu Zal gave an example, one of the most incredible examples when it comes to health. And we know that whenever a person is suffering any kind of illness, it means that there's a lack of shalom inside the person. Shalom between what? The Dalet Yesoidos. You have the four basic elements that everything in this world is comprised of, including a human being. Fire, water, air, and dirt. opposites, super duper opposites. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Ofor, the extreme opposites. There has to be a balance maintained. When these four are in perfect harmony and balance, the person is healthy. Whenever there's any imbalance, person's unhealthy. That's why, you know, one of the most obvious expressions of a problem in health, a person has a fever. Fever, hot. That the Eish, the Yisoid of Eish, is Misgaber. So a problem in health is a pigam in sholoim. How do we correct it? We said trufot, medicines, medication. Medicine is bitterness, merirus. The medicine is what's going to restore the sholoim. It's going to bring down the favor, the fever. The akamol, the Tylenol, is going to bring down the fever. It's going to reset the balance inside the person. So these medicines are very bitter. This merirus, that's this sholoim that's nislabesh in the merirus. Al kein al pi horoiv noyagim lehismarmer mo'oid al kivrei hatzadikim b'merirus godoil ubelev nishbor mo'oid mo'oid. Rav Nosal says it's for this reason that many of the people who come to the kever of a tzaddik are pouring out gallons and tons of bitterness at the kever of the tzaddik. With tremendous, there's crying and brokenheartedness and expressing tremendous bitterness. Person who had the privilege where soon we're going to be having Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And in Eretz Yisrael, we have the privilege, in Yerushalayim, we have the privilege of having Kever Rochel here, and Mama Rochel. And those, the yahrzeit of Rochel Imenu is Yud Aleph Cheshvan. And those that have visited Kever Rochel, either on the yahrzeit or any time, you'll come there and usually you'll be able to hear from the women's side crying. You'll hear such a broken heart of people, women pouring out their hearts. Women have children who need to get married and aren't married yet. Or women who have children who are married and they haven't had kids for a couple of years. Or people who have children who have gone off the derech. And you hear the bitterness, you hear a crying that's coming from such a brokenness, a broken heart, and a severe bitterness. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because of the fact that the Sholoim is Nislabesh and Merirus, this is why at Kivrei Tzadikim, which is this Merkaz of this Sholoim, we find major expression of this Merirus, this Lev Nishbor. Kihein Bechino Achas, because they are one. The Sholoim comes together with this Merirus. And when a Jew is zoicha to pour out this bitterness at the kever of the tzaddik, not atzvus, remember we said before, not atzvus, not anger, not an ugly kind of bitterness, a bitterness that's coming from a broken heart, like the Navi says about Chana. Remember when she came to the Mishkan and she was talking and crying, and Eli HaKohen looked at her and said, get out of here, drunken lady. She said, I'm not drunk. I ain't drunk at all. I'm just pouring out my heart, my broken heart to Hashem over the fact that I want so desperately to have a child and I can't. So Rav Nosson Zal says that Daika, through that pouring out of that bitterness and that brokenheartedness, that leads to Sholoim and Rino and Simcha, Kihem Bechino Achas, because they are one, as we said before. Hinei L'Sholoim Mar Limar. The Pasuk shows that these two go together. So here again, there are people who look at the Breslovers, and they say, these Breslovers, their Rebbe writes about Simcha, and they're the most non-Simchadic people in the world. Why? Because look what they do. Look what they do at the Kever. You see, you come to the Kever, so what are they doing there? They're crying. Anybody that's crying is not happy, right? Wrong. Wrong. Dead wrong. There's two kinds of crying. There's a crying that's coming from a place of Atzvus and Morashchera, and there's a crying that comes from a place of Lev Nishbor, where when that person finishes crying, they can go into a dance afterwards. You can see that person soar to heights of simcha that you never imagined, because they've poured out the bitterness, and now they're ready to. Now they're full of happiness. They've unloaded their burden to Hashem, to the tzaddik, and now there's no more burden. I gave it over to Hashem. Now it's Hashem's problem. Now it's not my problem anymore. like the famous story with Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal, who grew up in a house with wealthy parents, he was used to very, very, very nice things. And years later, he became poor, super poor. And one time, Erev Pesach, it was Erev Pesach already, and his wife didn't have potatoes, eggs, didn't have the most basic things that she needed to prepare for the meal of Yontif. So before he left for shul in the morning, she gave him a mishaberach and a kel mole. She gave it to him over the head, and really, and he came into shul that morning, mamish, that his students looked at him, and they saw, wow, that this isn't Reb Nosson Zal. This isn't the one we're used to coming into shul roaring, raring to go. They saw how broken he was. And then they saw him put on his talus and put on his tefillin, and they saw him starting to get rived up and starting to get into karbonis. And they saw that by the end of davening already, he was rolling. He was fire, you know, super high intensity. And then a few hours later in the day, and again, they saw after Shacharis, he was a completely different person. He was a person who had no problem in the world. This was the happiest person on top of the world because he was just soichet to tell everything to Hashem and to ask Hashem for everything. In the tefillah of Shacharis, you have everything. You have poiseh, you have all the prayers, everything you could possibly want to ask for, the Shmoin Esrei, everything. So hours later, what happened was one of his students, unbeknownst to Reb Nosson Zal, one of the people who was close to him, had a market day a few hundred miles away, and he was on his way back home for Pesach, and he thought to himself, you know what? Why don't I pass through the city of Breslov? Who knows? I wonder if Reb Nosson Zal has what he needs for Yontif. And since I just did such good business, why don't we load up a whole wagon of stuff and bring him some stuff for Yontif? So they loaded up sacks of potatoes and onion, everything, and came by Reb Nosson Zal's house and dropped off, unloaded everything there. And Reb Nosson Zal's student, Reb Nachman Tolchinazel, says, I was there. I saw when this guy showed up with all the stuff. And I looked at Reb Nosson Zal's face, and I saw that there was no difference, that there was no change in his face at all from when he saw the stuff to when he had finished davening. Once he had unloaded to Hashem, once he had been zeichet to daven to Hashem, there was no more problem. He didn't need anything more in life. He had everything he needed. When the stuff physically arose, that was already secondary. That was minor. Once he had been zeichet to pour out his bitter heart, his broken heart to Hashem, he was the happiest, luckiest person in the world who wasn't lacking in anything. That's true tefillah. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about, this Hine L'Sholoi Mar Limar, that when a Jew is zeichet to follow Rabbi Nazal's advice about his Hispoedidus, and to know that 23 hours a day, wall-to-wall simcha, there's 1 hour a day that I get to focus and concentrate on all my problems, all my chesroinus, in myself, in my wife, in my kids, in my parna, everything. And I get to pour it all out to Hashem. And once I do that, once I've unloaded it all to Hashem properly, in a proper way, now I'm the luckiest person in the world. What do you mean? I just met with Bill Gates' boss. And he had all the time in the world for me. He wasn't looking at his watch. He said, I have all the time. And he had his checkbook out. And he said, anything, whatever you need. So which person could be happier or luckier than that? You know. V'zeh b'chinas hadras ponim. Now we go back to another concept that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in the Torah there about the hadras ponim, sha'al yodoi zoichin l'sholoim. That in order for a person to be zoichin to sholoim, he needs hadras ponim, a beauty, a spiritual beauty in the face, which we said comes from the bi'urei ha'toira. Ki ikar hidur pneodon b'chayim hualidei ha'neshomo. Because the main radiance on the face of a person, the main light in the face of a person when he's physically living, is the light of his neshama. It's the soul inside the person that's giving him life. So when a person passes away, v'nistalekes haneshama, and the neshama leaves, azai ponov moirikos, then the person's face loses its color completely. It loses its life. שזה בחינס ההפך מהרספונים, which is the opposite of הרספונים. אבל על ידי שזכן לחסור ולהמשיך אורס הנשומה בגוף, however, when we are able to bring back the soul, when this person passed away, a tzaddik, or another person passed away, and we're able to grab that soul and bring it back, reconnect it to the guf, gam li'achar ha'histalkus, even after the person passed away, how we mentioned before, through a hesped, through a eulogy, or by visiting the kever, al yidei ze choyzer u'meir penei haniftor afilu la'achar histalkusoi. The face of that person who passed away starts shining again, even after he passed away. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'oyhavov kitzeis Hashemesh begvurosoi. Those who Hashem loves, they shine like the sun, like the light of the sun coming out in its full power. Nimtza shehatzadikim zoichin leheoras ponim lahadras ponim gam liachar histalkusam. So therefore, this tells us that the true tzadikim can be zoiche to this hadras ponim even after they pass away. Val yidei shemisablim umaspidim aleihem uboim al kivreihem. Therefore, through these three things, number one, mourning over the passing away of the tzaddik. Number two, the hesped, the eulogy. Number three, visiting the kever. Al yidei ze mamshichin beyoyser heoras haneshama baguf. These are the things that draw the light of the neshama back into the guf. Even if the guf, the person is buried and the body is supposedly disintegrated, totally, you don't see it physically, doesn't matter. Because we know there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim, number one. And we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that even after the body disappears, there's a Kista Dechiyusa, or there's the Luz, there's that little bone that never disappears. It's always there. There's something from the body that remains from which the Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen. Al kein, therefore, al yidei ze nisrabe v'nisgadel hadras p'nem b'yoser. Therefore, this generates the greatest level of hidur ponim to that tzaddik. Shaydei ze zoichen l'sholoim. And Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in Likutei Moran that hadras ponim leads to sholoim. Shehu refua l'chol hadvorim. Which is a cure. Sholoim is the cure for everything. L'chol yanefesh, to spiritual illnesses, u'l'chol yaguf, and to physical illnesses. Shaydeze mamshichim kol ha'olam lavaydos yisborach. And it's through this that we're able to draw the entire world to Hashem, to bring the whole world to Hashem. So here again, if people would ask, what's the big deal? Why are we going crazy? Why are we spending thousands of dollars to travel, to go to Uman for Erev Rosh Hashanah, and to go to the Kever of the Tzaddik? What? Here in this chapter of Likutei Halachos, based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that in terms of bringing the whole world to tshuva and to avodas Hashem, this is one of the most powerful things that can bring it about. This item specifically, the going to the kever of the tzaddik, reciting Tehillim there, pouring out all of our bitterness, the merirus halev there, and drawing the nefesh of the tzaddik back to the guf, in this way reuniting them and causing that nuclear shalom, that awesome shalom that happens at the kever of a tzaddik, that's what can bring about the whole world lahamshich kol ha'olam lavodos yisborach. And we're not finished yet. To be continued.